And we are back at the grand opening for the Evanton Gwynn Apartment Homes in Lawrenceville. And joining me now is Melvin Everson. He is with Gwinnett Tech. Melvin, talk about your experience here at the ceremony tonight, if you will.
I sure will. Thank you so much for having me. I passed by this complex about 2 weeks ago, and I saw some parents out there playing with the kids and the dogs in the dog playground there. And to come here to see this live and in person is phenomenal. This complex is amazing. Offers all the amenities anyone would want. And to see this in an apartment complex is truly magnificent. And Lawrenceville and Gwinnett County is blessed, and it is phenomenal. And all the residents that I've spoken to, they are very pleased with what they have decided to call home. And this is a beautiful complex.
Yeah, this is good for the community, of course. Yes. Why is it important for you to be here for this event?
It's important for us to be here because I am VP of Government and Community Affairs at Gwinnett Technical College. And we like to say Gwinnett Tech is the flagship of the technical college system of Georgia. And I am charged with going to all community events here in Gwinnett and North Fulton, which is our service area, just to share with the residents as far as what opportunities are available at Gwinnett Tech. Just so happened tonight, the young lady that's taking the photos here for this event is a graduate of the Gwinnett Technical College Photography Program at Gwinnett Tech. And we never would have known that. And she came up and introduced herself to us and shared with us her name and her time at Gwinnett Tech in the photography program.
That's wonderful. Talk about all the great things happening at Gwinnett Tech right now. You were telling me before we came on here that you had your biggest graduation yesterday.
Yes, our graduation was yesterday. We had 670 graduates yesterday, highest number ever. Last semester, we had 11,500 students for spring semester. We're projected to top the 12,000 mark fall semester this coming fall. And it is growing by leaps and bounds, and we attribute that to a lot of things. Mainly, number one is the fact that a lot of parents and students have begun to realize that your technical colleges are the backbone of the workforce.
Yep.
Because CEOs are contacting us every day. They need skill sets and they need certification.
Yep.
Two-year degree, and a lot of parents are saying, four-year degree is not for everybody. Why should I go spend all this money? And you come out in a boatload of debt and you can't find a job. Graduating from a technical college here in the state of Georgia, 98% placement rate, you will have a good paying job when you leave. Just to give you a good example, our cybersecurity program at Gwinnett Tech, we had a young lady who graduated with an associate's degree in cybersecurity. She walked out with the job starting at $60,000 with a two-year degree. 6 months later, she was up to $85,000 with a two-year degree and no debt. And she was not living in her parents' basement because she didn't have that debt from college.
Yeah.
So that's one good aspect of it. And we also offer those students who are graduating who want to continue on to a four-year institution, they can do that as well. We cannot turn them out fast enough because when it comes to cybersecurity, and you see it on the news every day, someone has been attacked or their information is being hacked, and we can't turn them out fast enough because in our program at Cybersecurity Gwinnett Tech, we have 1,000 students in that one program alone, and that program is nationally certified, and my recollection is Georgia Tech is not even nationally certified, and that's a whole nother ordeal they have to go through, and they have to produce the credentials they need to get nationally certified, and it's no easy task to achieve that. And Gwinnett Tech just got that again.
Melvin, if you were just passionate about Gwinnett Tech, we'd be okay. Anyway, final question we've got to run. You having a good time tonight?
Yes, it was great to see so many people here celebrating this grand opening here, and it's just phenomenal. Lawrenceville and Gwinnett County is blessed to have Anthony Gwynn here. And I talked to one of the builders here, a young man who came in, and it's just phenomenal to see the turnout and support for this.
Thanks for stopping by, Melvin.
Thank you.